Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 8th of November, 2021. Today's update will be a long one, so grab a coffee or whatever beverage you prefer and settle in. We're going to tackle Bloodlust, the production calendar, and one of our new projects. So on November 1st, we launched a new branch of the Effect 3D network, 3dxdolls.com. This website is a new marketplace for life-size sex dolls, or love dolls, as you'll sometimes see them called. You may already know a fair bit about love dolls if you read the blog content on effect3d.com, but if not, you can check out the link in the post to our article series to learn more. The author of those posts, Red Robot 3D, is a love doll guru and worked with us to get this new site off the ground and running. In the short term, we're offering a curated selection of existing dolls, but in the long term, 3DX Dolls will be the place to get fuckable, life-size dolls of Serene and other Effect 3D characters. To kick off the site, we are hosting the Design Your Waifu contest, which invites other 3DX artists to submit their original characters to a public vote. The winning character will join Serene as an exclusive doll in the 3DX Dolls catalog. Now, if you're curious, Miro did spend some time working on this project. However, now that the site is launched, the day-to-day management of the site is being handled by Red Robot and other staff. The manufacturing and distribution side of the business will be handled by WM Dolls, an established doll manufacturing company in China that already works with a number of other sites catering to different interests. While Miro was working on the 3DX Dolls launch, he had some time to reflect on existing choke points in our production operations. Late last year, we all agreed Patreon content had become a significant distraction to Bloodlust Lanessa production, but we wanted to try to keep making it work. We updated workflows, tried new approaches, set an ambitious release date to light a fire under our ass, and then ultimately concluded there were still too many things going on to do it all. We know some of you predicted that, but we still had to make one last earnest attempt. For years, we've dreamed of building a 3DX studio that could produce multiple 3DX titles a year. We started the experiment with Bloodlust Serene and hope to one day expand the use of the studio to collaborations with other 3DX artists. To build such a studio, we would need to find several talented artists who were committed to being part of a studio and participating in collective projects. We'd also need talented producers, or project managers as some would call them, to see the productions through from beginning to end with minimal oversight from Miro. Years later, we've found these staff are hard to come by. Sex animators that check all the boxes are incredibly rare, and capable producers are difficult to attract and very expensive to retain for our small operation. Now, the switch to Blender is working out very well for us. The rendering improvements alone are game-changing. We've also found a few animators that look like they could become ongoing members of our production team. And I know a few doesn't sound like a lot, but if those Blender animators can pivot to Bloodlust production, they would more than double the size of our current animation team. The addition of a production coordinator to our Blender animation workflow has also been working out well, with his role taking some of the administrative duties of producing off of Miro's plate. This has allowed Miro more time to focus on technical problems and artistic direction. While these advancements hold promise, Miro believes we're still not where we need to be to support all the projects we currently have going on. At least, not in a timely fashion. So here is his new plan going forward. Miro has decided to scale back all secondary production to focus on Bloodlust. Over November and December, we're going to wrap all projects currently in production, then consolidate and focus all production on Bloodlust until it's complete. Products in pre-production will be shelved for the time being, and all Patreon content starting in January will use assets from Bloodlust Lanessa. This means we will produce image sets and short animations that reflect the content of Bloodlust Lanessa rather than taking place in an alternate universe. Miro will work to complete Bloodlust Lanessa Part 1 with our small Maya team, while the Blender team works to port the Bloodlust Lanessa assets into Blender for Bloodlust Lanessa Part 2. When Part 1 is complete, the teams will merge and we will stop producing content in Maya. If you're curious how things will look, our rendering artist has already produced a fairly faithful rendition of Bloodlust Lanessa in Blender. You can find the test render images and video in the post. So here's what our content schedule will look like for the next 2 months. In November, we will complete Flying High Part 11, two Blender animations featuring Serene, one of which you'll see tomorrow, and possibly the Cypunk animation. In December, we'll finish the Cypunk animation if we haven't already, as well as the Seed of Rebirth animation. We may possibly complete the Circle of Love animation, though likely we will need to drop this one as there are a lot of errors in it. As for the projects we're shelving, we will be putting the Flying High short animations on hold, as well as the Serene Club set. By the way, for those of you who submitted ideas, thank you. We will be keeping your submissions and contact details on file for when we return to this setting later. We will also put all of the scripted image sets that never progressed beyond previs on hold. Now, the visual novel production will continue, but it will be refocused on Bloodlust. Development of our Unity software player for older releases such as Bloodlust Serene and G4E will also continue as normal. Some short Blender animations will also continue to trickle in, just because we use them to trial new animators. Text updates will also continue, but will now feature an update from our production coordinator, James, nested inside the update. This is just to lighten my workload a bit and ensure updates are delivered more consistently. I will still create the audio version of the update as well. Anyway, if you've read this far, thank you for sticking with us and for supporting our team. We've received a lot of kind messages from some of you in the past year, and your encouragement has meant a great deal to us as we've transitioned and experimented with getting this 3DX studio to the next stage. Thank you for that, and thank you to everyone for your support as fans and patrons. Your comments and feedback are welcome, as always. That's it for now. Thank you, and have a good week.